Hey.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How have you been?
I've been. That's all I can say.
Oh, I hear
How
that.
are you?
Oh, goodness. Where do I start? Just it's been a freaking roller coaster. I get alerts on my phone with all the craziness happening between Israel and Hamas. So like
Right.
at 3 in the morning, I'll get an alert and it's like, damn it, ruins my night. But things are turning around. So it's like, okay, all right, we're finally seeing light at the end of the tunnel, kind of, but it seems like the US is starting to get involved. So yeah.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know, Emma does her own segment, Ain't That Some Shit? If you haven't listened to it, what are you doing? Go listen to it.
Yeah, if you want a quick rundown as to what's going on over there in the Middle East since October 7th, Hamas attacked Israel, and it's been brutal. It's great to inform yourself and learn what both sides are asking for. It seems like a lot of what's going on over there has been affecting here. There are students from Harvard who are not being hired because they signed a pro-Hamas open letter or petition. Yeah.
That's
And
wild.
I mean, I get it. I get employers not wanting to hire them. Actually, there's two sides to it. It's like, okay, so anyone who's been to college, like you believe stupid shit. Like the teachers push what they believe onto you, and you're susceptible, and you're like, this intellectual has bestowed this wisdom upon me, and I must run with it. It's not always correct. It's not always moral or ethical, and it takes some time to weed through it. So I'm not completely on board with barring people from employment based upon what they believe in college. However, if that belief revolves around eliminating a group of people based upon their identity or their religious belief, that's a really hard line to agree with. It's like, for example, if you were like, yeah, I believe with the KKK and I'm so against all minorities, and you sign your name to that, I don't think you should get a job. Right. But if you march with BLM during the early months or whatever, and you thought it was a good movement, okay, I can see that. Yeah. So,
It's a
sure.
lot of crazy stuff. Most of my knowledge of these things comes from listening to you. When I do the finishing editing of releasing the episode, I listen to what you do before I release it. So
Much appreciated.
that's where most of my information comes from, because you are like the main hub for my information at this point. Because what listening to you is just a little bit more inviting versus watching CNN. So, that's just
Right,
me.
and CNN, and goodness, it wasn't the world's, I think it was the Times. They had got it wrong. There was an attack on a hospital in Gaza, and people were pointing fingers. It was Israel, it was Hamas. Well, turns out it was a different group called Islamic Jihad who work with Hamas, terrible people. But because it was an attack on Gaza, they immediately assumed it was Israel, a huge thing. But it came to light what really happened. There are still people who are like, no, I'm so sure it was Israel. It's like, come on, you have the facts now. Yeah.
So crazy.
It is. And what makes me even crazier is that like there were anti-Semitic protests going on in Los Angeles and New York and in colleges. And I'm like, the fuck are you guys doing? We said never again to the Holocaust for a reason. And what are we doing almost, what? Oh gosh. Almost 100 years later, 80 years later. Yeah.
Man, people, this, I
Yeah.
just can't say enough about it without, You said everything, so we're that's it.
Right. No, I'll do a wrap up segment because, like I said, things are starting to turn around. The UN is supporting Israel. Our president and his administration are supporting Israel. So it's like, okay, all right, let's get the terrorists done. People who were abducted are being released. So it's like, all right, good. But still, there was so much bloodshed.
Almost unnecessary bloodshed. So thoughts and prayers. Haley and Griffin won't be able to make it, but this episode is a Halloween special. So it's for her because she really wants to. I know she wanted to be here, but you know, stuff come up. You know, that's I'm sorry, hold on for a second. Okay. I'm sorry. That was my brother.
Why doesn't he join? The heck?
Because he has his little things he's working on too right now. We're like working separate rooms and doing our stuff right now. And when he gets writing, I don't interrupt him.
Sure.
Yeah. But next time, I really have to get him in here because he keeps talking about it. But we really do have to get him in here.
Yeah, I gave him a movie recommendation. And for those who haven't seen it, it's a 2009 film called The Exam. So I believe it's 8 contestants are all competing for this one job offer. And it's a psychological thriller because it's pretty.
I think he told me about that one. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm waiting to hear his feedback and who he was gunning for. And I'll tell him my perspective and then what he thought of the finale.
Right. Yeah. I got to watch it now. He won't tell me much about it because he likes to keep me guessing, which is a good thing. But so Halloween special. A lot of, you know, people have their own favorite Halloween movies or movies like to watch during this time, rather it be spooky or suspenseful, not, you know, entirely horror. But what are you doing if you're not watching a horror movie during Halloween?
Right.
And
a little fear is good for you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of Halloween movies I hear my friends talk about are, in my opinion, overrated. And I know I might ruffle some feathers. And I know if Haley was here, I might upset her with my opinion. But and I'm gonna ask you first. So for Halloween, like in Halloween movies, like what is your go-to Halloween movie? Rather it be horror or Disney, you know, like what is your go-to?
So, because I have kids, I have to indulge the Disney, even though I'm like not all that for it. Because I'm like, come on, we're dealing with the supernatural. You got to have that weird twinge in your spirit, like I shouldn't be watching this kind of thing. But no, on my own or with my husband, I like, and it's hard for me to watch. Like I have to watch with the lights on, but I've always been interested in exorcisms, demonic possessions. And if they're done well, I recently watched The Pope's Exorcist. Based upon a true, you know, real life guy. I was listening to an audiobook because he wrote many books. I wish I could remember the name of the guy. But yeah, look up the movie Pope's Exorcist. And he did perform several exorcisms. What I like was that he said about 90% of them weren't true exorcisms. They were mental illness. Okay. And he was able to talk the person through it and seek medical help. Typically, the church will look into other venues. Have you seen a doctor? Have you seen a psychiatrist? Are you on any medications before, you know, performing it? Because it can be pretty intense to actually try and exorcise a demon from someone who doesn't have a demon, right?
Right, yeah, yeah.
But that minor percentage, might not even be 10%, might be like 2, that he has, he writes about. I'm just, oh man, it makes my skin crawl.
I have to watch that, by the way. My brother said he enjoyed the movie. He said it was actually pretty good.
The only issue I had with the movie was the kid, the boy who was initially possessed. Like it got a bit cheesy when he's fully possessed and he has like his eyes are orangey brown and weird and stuff and he has sunken cheeks. I'm just like, he overdid it. It kind of broke me from that trance of like, this is really, really real. No.
Right. I don't have a go-to Halloween movie. Like my type of horror is like sci-fi horror, like not really the demonic stuff or the serial killer stuff. Because like
Okay.
most people would say Halloween or or Friday the 13th. Mine is, if I had to pick one, it would be Event Horizon.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one I need to watch again. I goodness, the Interstellar took the illustration or the example of how a wormhole works from
Yeah.
that movie. Yep.
Yes,
And
that,
yeah, but it's with Sam Neill, and Sam Neill possessed is that's more of what I was looking for from the
he was
Pope's Exorcist.
terrifying. Yeah, he was
Terrifying but
terrifying.
subtle.
Yes, yeah. I think when I first watched it, I'm not entirely sure how old I was because I know I was a kid when the movie first came out. But when I rewatched it at like 27, 28, it still held that fear.
Ooh.
But with me too, it's like I play a lot of, if I do play around with horror, it's always like video game style. So when, if you ever heard of Dead Space, almost every like design of Event Horizon, or like the monsters or the demons that he saw and all that stuff, and all the main point, Dead Space took a lot of stuff from that, was inspired
Oh.
by that.
Oh, interesting. I need to revisit it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Dead Space just got remastered too, so it's like up to date, like it looks better than what it did on the 360 days, but it's still terrifying because it's still one of the most terrifying horror games I've ever played. Right next to the Dark Pictures Anthology I've been playing on my YouTube channel. Go check it out.
Yes. That's a fun one.
Yeah, like
Recommend.
anything, like I think with me, I don't think I've ever told you this. I've never told anybody besides like people who are like really close to me. I don't think even Haley knows, but she'll know after listening to this. When I was a kid, one horror icon scarred me up until now. I'm 31 now, by the way. And
All right.
it, I couldn't watch his movies without having very bad nightmares. To the point where every October I hated Halloween. I
Oh.
hated the holiday. I hate because I knew that movie was going to come on, and it was Michael Myers.
Ah.
Yeah.
What exactly? Like, what really gets to you if you could pinpoint
I think it's just the emotionless face.
it? Oh, I
It's the
see.
mask. Like, it's like I'm not afraid. Like I wasn't afraid of Friday the 13th, not that much, you know, when I was a kid. I wasn't afraid of Freddy Krueger. I wasn't Chucky, you know, not even Penny. I hate clowns, but not even Pennywise put that kind of fear in me that he did when I was a kid. And then when I got married, and then the 2018 Halloween came out. And my ex wanted to go see it. She's like, "We gotta go see this. I love those movies." I was like, "Ah." And that's when I came out. I was like, you know what? For me, it's terrifying. But I didn't want to disappoint her either. She was understanding when I told her about
Sure.
it. But I went to go see it. I went to go see it with her. And after that, I was like, I have to like stop, for the lack of a better word, bitching about this and just fucking man up. And I watched them like now, every Halloween, I go and watch that movie. I watch every version except for the awful versions of Halloween. Every one of them without a problem. But for a long time, I could not watch those movies.
Wow.
It might not make sense to a lot of people, but it makes sense to me.
Hey, whatever gets to you gets to you. And sometimes it's ineffable. You can't explain it. The Sinister movies used to do that to me. And I tried because like my dad's super into horror. He can watch it at fucking 3 in the morning and he's fine. My dad's something else.
Yeah, he's something else.
But yeah, I me being a kid, I want to bond with my dad, and he's like, yeah, let's watch a movie. And me 12, 13, whatever. Nope. I don't know why, but seeing something come to life in a picture, and I know they did the same with Pennywise and all that, but I did. Sinister was so well done that I couldn't look at a film strip or anything.
I can see the fear in that one. That would bother me too. I think I've only watched those movies like maybe twice. I don't remember much of it unless like, somebody does a, the top scariest scenes in whatever
Sure.
movies and I'll see it. But yeah, that's I think the latest one, my brother was not happy about it.
Oh
I think he,
no, did they cheapen
yeah.
it?
I really wish to get him on here because he
Okay.
says though he wants to like talk to you
Sure.
about it and get your yeah. So,
Okay.
but I yeah, but it's a lot with him. Like when he, especially horror being one of his favorite, genres. If you're not good at it, if he says it's bad or not that good, I believe him.
There was a horror film, I think it was like a B or C level film, but it's from the 90s. I was, it's called a Dr. Giggles. Yeah, re recommend that to him. And the one scene I remember so well, and me being in the medical field, like every time around this season, if I look at a blood pressure cuff, I remember this scene. The Dr. Giggles kills a guy by putting a blood pressure cuff around his neck and pumping it up and choking the guy out. Yeah.
That's different. That's a colorful way to kill somebody. I've seen weird ways, but that one that's weird.
Yeah,
Jeez,
right.
I wouldn't want to go there. Oh God. Yeah, no. I'm like trying to picture it right now. It's like I'm just like sitting like looking in the corner like how? No. Yeah, just no.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
if you ever had your blood pressure done, you get it too tight, your arm hurts. Imagine that cutting off your airway.
That's terrifying.
Right? Right?
That's
And then
terrifying.
the doctor has like the kind of creepy ass fucking laugh. Yeah, no.
No, not for me. I'll tell my brother, but I probably won't fuck with it. Not right away, anyway. But so how's that work? Still on the horror topic, for Halloween in the movies and all that stuff. We were talking about. Movies that and most of my coworkers they have kids, so they talk about what they grew up on and what they let their kids watch for the Disney or Nickelodeon related ones, like Scooby-Doo, Zombie Island, which is iconic in my opinion, one of the greatest music soundtrack of all time for Scooby-Doo. And they brought up a movie that I think is the most overrated kid Halloween movie of all time. And I know again, I'm going to catch flack for this, and I know Haley might give me shit for it.
All
But
right.
Hocus Pocus is the most overrated Halloween kid movie ever to me.
Explain.
I don't know if it was because of the hype around it when I was young, and even the hype now when the sequel came out, which I've seen only once, so I don't remember about it, so I have no rating to give my opinion. Plus, it would be biased, so it wouldn't be fair.
Sure.
But yeah, but. I watched it once and I was way older than when it first came out. I think I was like 12 or 13. And all my female friends were like, oh, we gotta watch this movie. It's so great.
I
The
was
characters.
just gonna say that it's a
You're
kid Halloween movie. Here's the
right.
reason
Yeah.
why. The awesome costumes of the Sanderson sisters. All right. Sarah Jessica Parker looking fine. Like that was her prime. That was her peak. I remember watching and be
Okay.
like, I want to be pretty like that when I grow up. You know, kind of thing.
I'll
There's
give
a
you that
love
one.
story going on between the two teenagers. Yeah. And it romanticizes it that it really did. It appealed to me. And then I watched it again. I'm like, some of these jokes are kind of pervy as shit.
Especially with the boob stuff.
Right. The mom dressed up as Madonna with them cones poking out. Yeah.
Like I said, and you said it best, basically. It probably wasn't meant for me, but when I say that to certain people, they look at me like I hit a dog or something, and kept driving.
Yeah,
Like,
it's not for guys. I'm so sure it's like because
yeah.
my mother-in-law loves it. And
Right. Okay. What else do I need to say then? It's like, not for me, like,
yeah.
again, And I think I said when I said it to my one of my coworkers, she was like, give me the five other Halloween Disney movies that's, in my opinion, way better than that. You know, Don't Look Under the Bed, you know,
Right.
Twitches, Halloween Town. I can keep going, but the point is like that wasn't it for me. Not that I'm judging anybody who likes it, but to me, it's just way overrated. Like people take it way too serious. It
No,
was expected.
I'm so sure it's geared towards chicks, hundred
Yeah,
percent.
which is fine. You know, I get flack for watching Dear John. You
Oh.
know, yeah. You know, personally, I think when I first saw it, that was my first time dating the girl, and we went out to see that when I first came out. And I
Yeah.
low key going like, oh, you know, this not that bad. You know, it's not as girly as I thought it was going to be. You know, it don't be wrong.
Seen.
It's girly, but I'm one of those dudes who like I actually, you know, I like I don't own it on DVD, but if it's on, I'll watch it. You know, same thing with The Notebook. If it's on, I'll watch it up until the end because that's fucking depressing.
The Notebook, I liked it when I first saw it. When I first saw it, I didn't understand it, you know, teenager, whatever, Ryan Gosling, gorgeous. But then I watched it again. And the whole time that he's pursuing her, he's chasing her, he's trying to commit suicide on a Ferris wheel. I'm like, dude. I wish you would.
Do you have an overrated Halloween movie? Like, do you think pe like one that you think people are like, okay, it's not that great. You don't have to be like that towards it.
Jeepers Creepers. I
Oh,
am sorry. But when they kill him pretty easily, he's a fucking bad guy, and you know he's only come around like every couple of years. When he's dormant, why the fuck are you not chopping him up, putting him in acid? Like, you have time. But no, you're gonna wait until he comes back. It's like, why?
I think the later movies, especially like the last two, like the three, which is like supposed to take place between Jeepers Creepers 1 and 2, they try to dive into that, like why, you know, like where does he go? Like why can't we kill him? Like is there a way to kill him? Blah blah blah. And then the last one that came out, you know, was my brother told me was a bottle movie, which yeah, if you know what that means, like just in one area the entire time, one spot,
Oh.
one house, yeah. Like a bottle episode of a
Okay.
show, like only that, yeah. So he said it was hand, like it wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. So I have to watch it myself to give, you know, a better rating for that one, how I think about it. But they tried to explain that whole situation, and honestly, I still don't understand why they don't just do what you said, like, you know, hey, you know, acid is number one option right now. Dump it on them, let them melt, see how that works.
Yeah, like you know when he's coming back, and you
Yeah.
know roughly like his dormant form or whatever. So why don't you just clear the cornfield and go hunting? You have what, 7 years? I'm not sure, but it's
Yeah,
some
I'm sure.
iconic
I'm thinking
number.
7. Yeah, I'm thinking 7. It's not 7 sounds right.
It's always something like that, and it's just like, come on, you have time. You had him attack once, and you know everyone was. Whatever, buy it. It's like, okay. Come on.
Yeah, that's okay. That's
Although
I honestly
the costume, the effects, great. Fantastic. Well done.
agreed. Yeah, for sure. Like I don't remember last time I saw that movie, but I knew that movie scared me when I was a kid too. It was like one of those movies where your parents have on DVD, but you can't touch it, even though it's in like the family DVD area.
Yeah, why do they do that? Like, I keep Parker and my stuff separate. Parker has his war movies and all that
Right.
stuff. I have my weird favorite movies that, you know, aren't always appropriate. They're like The Labyrinth with David Bowie. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's a fantasy movie, but it's not kid appropriate. He wears really tight pants. Okay.
I remember watching that, and I remember watching an episode of a guy, Alex Myers. I don't know if you know who that is on YouTube, but he does
Yes.
reviews of kid movies we watched. And like, why did we? He just dropped an episode of that. Like, why did parents let kids watch this?
Because they think he's
And
hot. I mean, the moms think David Bowie's hot. That's it.
yeah, there was so much Disney movies, horror related, or like Disney related that we probably shouldn't watch, or like I didn't even know half of that stuff meant. I was like, "What are you talking about?" Until I got older.
Yep.
Like, let my little cousins watch. I was like, "Yo, what did he just say?" No. Give me the controller. You can't watch that. Then again, I let my little cousins play Mortal Kombat, so I wasn't the best of babysitters.
Hey, I played Doom when it came out, like on the
Okay.
PC. Yeah, my dad would play with me or whatever. I would handle the gun, he'd handle the movements. And it's like it wasn't that scary, but they kept improving it. And I couldn't handle it when Doom 3 or something came out on Xbox. Nope.
Oh
Nope.
yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah.
That's when I think that's when that movie came out with Dwayne Johnson. That and then I played that game a lot. A lot of sleepless nights on that game, not because I was playing the games, because that game kept me up because it was terrifying.
Yeah, I never made it out the elevator. That
Oh
initial loading phase when shit hits the fan and you know that the demons have been let out, it's like, all right, I'm good.
and you only have a limited amount of flashlight battery, you got to keep
Right.
recharging. Yeah, I
I hate
remember
that
that.
shit. And then you got to go run around, find weapons and ammo and flashlights. Like, no.
Well, once you get the chainsaw, it's like beautiful.
Yeah, sure.
Even
But I don't want to be
for
that close to them.
true, true, true,
Yeah,
true.
melee is never fun for me because I want to throw the controller at the TV and, you know, create distance.
Okay. Do you own a gaming system? I don't remember asking you that before.
I have an Xbox One presently and then my PC.
Okay, I have an Xbox One as well
Oh,
and a
nice.
PS5. Yeah. So there are like five like horror games like you should play with your husband. Like, he even if he doesn't play games, he actually might enjoy it because of the story and the
Yeah.
yeah. But I had like five horror-based games I think you would actually enjoy.
All right.
Not in particular order, but like number one, like any Resident Evil game, especially if it's a remaster or reboot.
I have the
Sorry.
village loaded up. I'm trying to get into the fucking mansion or whatever. I'm in the courtyard and I know there's something I'm supposed to do and I'm trying my best not to look it up. But I'm caving. I'm starting to cave.
Any Resident Evil game will make you do that, like no matter which one you play. Like, I like Village. It's probably like the scariest out of the one before it, Biohazard. But yeah, I enjoyed Village and the Resident Evil 4, which Village takes a little scenery and like the feeling of it from Resident Evil 4 with Leon Kennedy, my favorite Resident Evil character. Well, second favorite. My first one is still Jill Valentine.
Nice.
But yeah, but I'm being a nerd right now. Sorry. But
It's
yeah,
cool. I really like the big woman from the village, Miss Dimitrescu, whatever. Love it.
yeah, she's hot.
Yes.
But yeah, but any Resident Evil game would definitely be, a cool one to play. Telltale's The Walking Dead seasons 1 through 4 and the bonus season of Michonne. I did a live stream of that those games before. It's a what to call it, a decision based game. So you get to decide what to play. You've seen me play before, so you
Yes.
know what I'm talking about, Yeah. So that's one of those ones. It's a great telling of the story taking place of characters more close to the comic book based characters of them versus the TV show.
Oh, good.
But yeah, but you do get to see a version of Michonne that we don't get to see much of in the show. And then you get to see Glenn, or you get to see Herschel. Like they're those characters just pass by, but it focuses on the other characters of the Walking Dead verse. Like the most iconic one in this verse is Clementine. You actually get to be her from a kid to, early adult, like, teens, 20s.
Yeah, which is wild. A kid in a freaking no.
Yeah. That's one. Dead Space, I said that before. If you like Event Horizon, Dead Space is definitely a game you will enjoy. But sometimes you have to do melee combat, so I would give it to your husband or just not play at all or just watch somebody else play it.
Yeah, he's really good at it. He's able to zone out and he's fine. He can schwack whatever. I start button mashing and I end up, running into a wall. It's bad.
You should be careful with that
Yeah.
one then. Another one is an old game, but like I'm pretty sure if you ever have the time to like find an original Xbox game or original PS2, you actually enjoy this game, but it's Scooby-Doo Night of 100 Frights. You get to be Scooby-Doo and you take down iconic ghosts like the Creeper, the
Oh,
Phantom,
cool.
all of them, the Mr. Charlie Robot, whatever the hell that thing's called. But yeah, that one is a good one. And a last one on my list is it's more horror than anything, but it's a Texas Chainsaw game. If you want to play with friends.
I've seen the movies, and they weren't that
Yes.
bad.
Right. So imagine you're playing one of 3 to 4 kids or teenagers traveling during that time period. And you and your three friends are those kids trying to escape because you just got kidnapped and put in his basement while getting chased by not only Leatherface, but his weird ass family.
Oh, great. All the inbreds. Got it. That reminds me of that X-Files episode Home.
I remember that. I won. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh gosh, the fucking what is it, quadruple or triple amputee mom on the fucking dolly
Yeah.
under
Oh
the
God.
dude.
I'm high right now. So like everything you're saying is like it's like visually like being seared in my fucking brain. Oh
Yeah. Yeah, and I like old-timey music. I like music from the 40s, but there's that one song that they play in the episode that I cannot listen to without imagining.
Man, yeah. I remember watching that episode. Oh man, yeah. X-Files for me was Supernatural before Supernatural.
Right.
And my parents did not let me watch it. Like I could only like try to like lean around a corner and try to get a TV and like listen to what's going on because my dad made it seem like it's like the most terrifying thing for a kid to watch, which I'm thankful he didn't let me watch a full episode because when I got like 18, 19, I started like starting over and watching it. And then, like later on, they had a revival and had like two new seasons came out, and I was like, "This is still terrifying."
Yeah.
Because every episode is just like some weird thing that could possibly be real. And I believe in aliens. Yes, I'm saying it right now, but or aliens and things in general. But like those things made it feel too real, and I was just.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of unexplained sightings, and the way that they describe how these crafts move, they defy physics. So, yeah, and they only started coming up after we dropped the A-bomb. So it's like, all right, yeah. After the 40s, people started seeing them everywhere. So it's like, all right, so they're just coming to see, like, oh, great, you guys upgraded your tech. Maybe you're worth getting to know.
Oh, there was an episode of X-Files where I think it was Bruce Campbell that played this character, but he was playing a guy who couldn't have kids and try to find like the right wife or whatever because he was a fucking demon.
Oh, shit.
But he was a demon that wanted a normal life.
That's
So
unusual.
he tried to, be married and be a nice guy, and he met someone and got married. But like every time he had a baby, it always came up as demonic. So he would kill the baby and kill the wife, and then move on and change his name, and then start over.
Damn. That sounds, oh man, they did their research. So
Right.
according to the lore, they were cast out of heaven, right? So Lucifer, the morning star, wanted to be better than God. And God's like, yeah, okay, I'm going to clip your wings and sent them down to roam the earth until the end of times. Well, there's a passage in the Bible where they realized or they saw how beautiful earthly women are and tried to meet with them, and then that's how we got Giants.
Yeah.
Yeah. So supposedly a lot of that was destroyed with the flood, but there are theories, Dead Sea Scrolls and all that stuff saying, yeah, nope, they're still around. So who knows? Right?
Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, cross yourself and throw some salt over your left shoulder.
That again, I'm high, so everything is just like right there. Okay. Wow. That was good. Wow. They did their shit on that one. That's terrifying.
I love it when they tie it in with ancient texts. Like it's pretty freaking cool.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It lets people like lets me know like, okay, you actually did some homework on here. It makes me actually want to look it up myself and do my own
Oh,
little
that's why I don't
homework.
fuck with Ouija boards. I don't touch tarot cards.
Oh my God.
Nope.
Yeah. There was a time where I was on crazy white girl stuff. So
Yeah, you're hunting that
when
white meat.
I was so I married the last one, but she was like, you know what would be fun? If I just get some friends over and we just get a Ouija board, and I was like, fuck out of here.
Yeah, your response. Like,
Yeah,
fuck.
like fuck out of here. That's some crazy shit right there. It's like, why the fuck would I do that? And she gave me an answer. Like she was prepared for that question. She goes, isn't it something you want to say to your, dead relatives? No.
No.
Cause I might not even contact them. The Ouija board don't have no fucking a caller ID.
Yep.
I don't believe no. Fuck that.
Yeah, no. So my father, before marrying my mom, before coming here to the States back in Portugal, he was in seminary school. And there's a lot he doesn't talk about. He was looking to be a priest.
Okay.
And before taking his final vows and everything, he had a lot of qualms with the Catholic Church and was like, you know what? This isn't for me. Whatever. He never gave me the reason. But he told me, he's like, I've seen a lot. I've read a lot. Do not invite demons in. And he told me this at like 8 years old. And that kind of stuck with him. It's like, all
Damn.
right.
That one time is all you needed.
Yeah. Well, then my mom briefed to me. I have gypsy in my blood on my mom's side. And my mom's mom, God rest her soul, she died shortly after I was born. She did do tarot readings. And my mom would tell me stories about how things would move in the house and she would hear voices and they had to move house to house because something kept coming with them. And my mom had to go through
Wow.
that whole, rebaptize and cleanse yourself and all that. So it's like, you know what? If I'm susceptible, I have it in my blood, I'm not looking to open a window, much less a door.
Right.
Yeah.
God, that's terrifying.
Right.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Because, yeah, I don't think I have no freaky stories like that. I did like last season. A lot of people were telling me like their what's the scariest thing that happened to them or whatever, and they mentioned like closing doors, with no windows open and stuff like that. And I was like, all right, that's crazy.
Yeah, I've had that happen a few times, and I tell myself, don't talk to it. Like that's the first thing that comes to mind. It's like, don't acknowledge it. Pretend it didn't happen. Don't say, is anyone there? Because you don't want an answer. You don't want a fucking response.
It's a horror movie like 101 for characters when they hear something, especially if they're supposed to be in the house by themselves. Why the fuck are you asking who is there?
Right. They're like, hello?
Right.
What are you expecting? Yo, what up? Like, no. Fuck.
One of the funniest things my dad told me, it wasn't like a scary thing, but he was saying like if well like that's what it was. It wasn't scary. We had one of those like kitchens where like the sink is like right across from the stove. And I guess he didn't put something up right because it fell off the counter onto the stove and like onto the sink with the whatever. It was just weird noises.
Okay.
My dad like got up and like inched around the corner with his like military training crap like that. And
Yeah.
like the first thing he did was like reach for the light. And then when he hit the light, he jumped out and saw like he dropped something. My mom asked, why do people do that? Why do they turn the light on like it's going to make the criminal, whoever's in your house, just stop moving?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you want that element of surprise, like the darkness is your friend, and you know your house better than whoever snuck in.
It's like, why is the first thing that we do when we hear it? Like, because I've caught myself doing it a lot. Like, when I had dogs and like in the middle of the night, they just start barking out of nowhere. I would get up, get my gun, and get, moving. But the first thing I did, even though I had the gun, was turn the light on. I know my house. I know where there's not supposed to be people, only my dogs in the living room or kitchen. Why did I turn the lights on? Like, what was the plan after the lights on? I could get a better shot, probably. But
Maybe, but I mean, you're pretty
maybe.
vulnerable. You're in a fixed position, probably turned towards the light switch. It means your back is near or facing the rest of the room, buddy.
See, you get
Yeah.
it. Yeah, that's the only scary thing to have is my dogs bark because they bark at wind. So it was never like t anything terrifying. It's like if there was a slight breeze, they started barking. I was like, okay, you know what? Something's wrong with you.
I had a dog who would bark at his own reflection. And you know, when it's nighttime, like the windows become mirrors. So this dumbass would start barking at 2 in the morning. I'd be terrified. I just throw shit in the direction. And yes, I have accidentally hit my dog. All right. Just, I'd rather hear, like something respond than me have to get up and get closer to it.
Oh yeah, I get it. Oh man. Are you going to dress up for Halloween with the kids?
So I haven't planned my costume. I usually love to, and like I've been seeing nonstop makeup tutorials. I'm like, man, I would love to just do something. So no, I haven't decided yet. Last year, I think we were a bunch of dragons. We had those zip-up dragon pajamas or dinosaur pajamas. And I'm like, I might just bust that out again this year. Give myself
Oh
more time
man.
next year. What about yourself?
I haven't dressed up since, well, it hasn't been that long ago because I did Comic Con for a while. But the last costume I did was 2019 and I was Jax from Mortal
Whoa.
Kombat.
All right.
And I wanted to do Mace Windu one year because I finally got the actual replica lightsabers and did all the special stuff. But I couldn't do it that year. And then one year I was supposed to be a division agent, but I thought the timing was wrong because it was during COVID, and the whole point of the division is agents of the US protecting everybody from a rare outbreak that took out half the population. So
Oh man, that's too on the nose. Yeah.
so I cut that out because that's when I started getting into airsoft more, and I had like the gear and the designed for the character you create for your division agent. I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that. So maybe I could do it again, but there's still some wild. So I can't dress up as any military fictional character because I think it's just not right now. Unless I do it for my live action show I'm writing. But other than that,
Oh,
yeah, I have no
that
idea.
or do some zombie face paint and then it's not as bad.
Yeah, it's not as bad. I'm a Call of Duty zombie.
Yeah. There
Yeah, I don't know. Like we were talking about like old costumes, like we remembered as kids. And he brought two costumes. We just laugh at them because my brother still doesn't have a fucking body because he's so small, like so skinny. But one of his costumes he laughs at was Dwayne Johnson, back then known as The Rock. As the Scorpion King costume.
Oh, cool.
And that's with the mask with like the permanent eyebrow raised.
I
And
see.
like the whole, like, did he even raise his eyebrow at all in that movie? Like, I don't remember it.
I don't think
Like,
so. I mean, if he did, I mean, WWE fans or whatever would go nuts. And I didn't see that happen.
No. So it's like, okay, they just took a Rock like Halloween costume, gave a little fake hair, and then gave you the rest of the costume.
Well, what
And he
about
was Spider-Man.
That iconic meme of Dwayne when he was like 15 with that turtleneck and chain and bro. Can do that.
That old look. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
good. Oh man. But he had a Spider-Man costume too. Like when I was a kid, the one I remember the most is Batman. And it's probably the reason why I like Batman to this day as my favorite character. But yeah, do you have like a costume when
My
you were a kid?
go-to was vampire for sure, and I think I ruined my teeth so many times that I crazy glued the
Oh God.
vampire fangs on. But yeah, no, I would do like deep smoky eye and all that, and I'd have fake blood, and that was my favorite thing. I don't know, and I just go up to people and pretend to bite them, scare the shit out of them. It was great.
Oh man, I never did anything too scary. Well, when I was 14, I went to Florida for a class trip. And we walked past a haunted house. I didn't go in because I knew my tolerance was just not going to be that great for scary stuff at the time. And the toughest guy on the trip, he's like, oh man, you being a bitch, I'll go in with the girls. And the girls was just like, hey, it's real scary. And I told him, I'm not going to try to pretend to be hard for nobody. That's just going to fuck with me. I'm not going in. I was real. He went in and the girls came out laughing first, like toilet. It was like a big like mansion design haunted house. And they went in and the exit was on like the far right. So me and a couple other kids and the teachers were like, waiting for them to come out. The girls came out, like there were three of them, came out just like laughing. And like the two guys went in were like crying. Like really bad. Like one, I'm almost positive he had snot out of his nose from so much crying.
Dude.
And I just laughed at them the rest of the trip. I was like, yeah, that's what happens when you try to be hard.
Yeah, I
I
went
wasn't trying to be
to
hard.
a haunted house in Georgia. I think it was in Norcross, Georgia. I think it's called Netherworld. Similar thing, haunted house. You go through, there are actors there meant to scare you. I went with a friend of mine, and he got so scared he kicked one of the performers. It was this little person, this midget. We were escorted out. We were, troublemakers. Yeah. There's a haunted house that you can sign up for. It's very exclusive in California. I'm not sure if it's still going on because a lot of people were, you sign a waiver. And these people do almost anything to you. Like they lock you up in a tiny cage, they waterboard you, they scare the living shit out of you. And yeah, I'm trying to remember something mansion, but if you're, if the fans want to look it up and sign up, be my guest.
Yeah, you do that.
No,
See,
they pour
my
bugs on you and stuff. I'm good.
oh hell no. See, I fight so these hands can be ready to eat for everybody. So I'm not signing a fucking waiver. That's wild. Why would you do that? Like, what's exciting about that? Like, why would somebody want to do that? Like, I would like to actually ask somebody, like, what makes you want to sign a waiver and have God knows what do to you without any repercussion?
I don't know either. I mean, is your life that fucking boring that you got to go to those lengths? Like, go jump out of a plane, go skydive for fuck's sake.
There's like so there's a lot easier ways to, to do stuff like that to give you some kind of excitement that's different than what you do. Like I don't understand because the most exciting thing that I've ever done was go paintballing and airsoft. But after that, going over the seas, after saying I would never go overseas as a kid, that's exciting. Okay, that's regular. I'm not paying God knows what for somebody to beat me up or to possibly waterboard me or, give me a heart attack, indirectly kill me, like, no.
You might go to the point where you do get scared to death, and then what? Was it worth it?
Right. That's just no.
Okay, it's
I don't see the
McChinley
appeal.
Manor. There we go.
Okay,
Yeah.
McChinley, okay.
McChinley Manor. Yeah, in California. Nope.
Yeah, nah. I'm okay with that. I don't have to have that in my life.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff from there was a channel we were watching the other day, and it was like a Halloween movie. I can't remember right now that I watched. Not a Halloween type movie, but a scary movie. Oh, what the hell was it? Oh yeah, how can I forget that? The original Child's Play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a really good movie when I was a kid that I probably shouldn't have watched when I was a kid, but I don't really care too much for that TV show does that now.
I haven't checked it out. I did see the movie and I was like, you know what? I'm good.
Yeah, right. It's just like, all right. I see what you're trying to do, try to make it the same but make it different, which is fine. But speaking of, changing stuff or whatever, did you hear about the actress that played Snow White?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Because I think you had something to say about
I am grinning from ear to fucking ear. Rachel
that.
Zegler has been recasted. Yup. That's what you get for being a cunt.
Oh my God. Like, I never paid attention to the interviews until somebody posted something about it. I was like, okay, let's read it and see what it's about. I was like, this girl is serious. She's like, she's not joking. It's like not publicity. Like she's serious. She has to be serious about this. Why would you do that? Why would you possibly lose your paycheck
I
for
have
trying
no
to be
idea.
woke?
Yeah, and Gal Gadot called her out on it too. She's playing the evil queen. I was like, good for you. Good. You don't bite the hand that feeds you. Come on.
It's just all right, man. And she's getting lucky being in that Hunger Games movie because I guess that's already done. But people are gonna go watch it because of the name itself, not because of her.
I mean, hopefully she doesn't fuck that up too.
Right, that's what I'm saying. This is sad. We gotta recast the character and reshoot scenes, which costs money.
But I mean, they were losing money before the movie was even out. It's like, how do you do that? My God. That's some next level fuckery. Like,
It's like you don't want money. You're stupid. Okay, I get it.
but I mean, Disney is global. All right, everyone knows that story. Everyone has seen the cartoon. Like, it should be an honor to play the leading role. Yeah.
I just gave up after like the second time I saw her do an interview. I was like, she's still going. All right, whatever. You don't
Well,
want money.
during the strike, she was like, I should get paid for every time the movie streamed because of all the time I wore that dress. I was like, how fucking dare you?
Okay, but who made the dress? You're not the only one, banking on the movie being good. People who work on the film need shit too, not just you.
Well, I don't even think it
But
was going to be good, to be honest.
no, because these, let's be honest, you're right. The remakes of original classics, they're either going to do good or not well. There's not too many of those.
It's a
Like
shame.
I personally enjoy Aladdin and I personally enjoy the Lion King, but that's only because they were basically shot for shot the exact same
Right.
shit,
Sure.
just with some different dialogue. But remakes are just not what they need to be.
I saw that Disney movie Wish is coming out soon, and I'm like, you know what? I'll give this a shot. Original
Oh
story. Okay.
yeah. I saw a little bit of the images. I was like, oh, I might check it out because I wasn't too fond of the last two Pixar movies that came out.
Yeah, elementals or whatever.
It was just
Yeah.
okay. You could have that, kiddos.
Yeah. Yeah, there were some aspects of it. I'm like, okay. All right. I know you guys are trying to be subtle, but come on.
Yeah. A real good one was Zootopia for me. Like that was like the later year good ones that I actually enjoyed. Even though there was a lot of messages in that one too, it was still a good movie.
Yeah, I liked the concept. I liked the concept of like, all right, okay, we're gonna give this little shitty bunny, a big role, making him
Right.
into a cop. And I like how they showed the realism of it. Every cop on the force was some kind of predator or big hulking animal. And then here's this bunny. I was like, okay, all right, story of perseverance. Not bad.
Definitely watching that now. Just to throw that on. Question though. Do you think that A Nightmare Before Christmas is a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie?
I'm going to say Christmas. So I was
Okay.
thinking about that when you were saying that there's an overrated Halloween movie. And I'm like, if you say it's an overrated, I was like, I don't think that classifies as Halloween.
That doesn't classify. I don't think it does. But there are some people that classify that as a Halloween movie.
Yeah, all those basic white chicks that want to dress up as Sally and find their Jack Skellington. I went to high school with all of them when the scene look was in and everyone fucking fried their hair, painted it black, and had it all poofed up and teased. I remember.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I don't classify that one. There are some people that do, and that's fine. Not really, but okay.
I feel like it's in between the holidays. Like if you're in that lull between Halloween and Christmas, fine. Yeah.
Yeah, it's I guess. I don't know. I like cor the Corpse Bride. Is that what it's called?
That one's really sad to me. Like I,
Really?
yeah. Yeah. So finally, this dead chick gets a second chance at having a dude. And it doesn't work out. It doesn't pan out. It's just like, man, putting her through that hell again. It's
Right.
like, sure, okay, they
Absolutely.
caught the bad guy. Great. The living and the dead got reunited, but it's like, did you have to really? I don't know.
That I think about it, it is fucking sad. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I
Yeah,
probably won't
that
watch
song
that for
she
a while.
sings, even though my heart's not beating, even though I'm dead, I still have some tears to shed. I'm like, fucking hell, you think death would end it all and you'd be fine.
Oh man, that sucks. That
Although my
really
favorite
sucks.
character is the worm that lives in her head. That's my favorite guy of the whole movie.
Oh man. Is there anything else we're supposed to talk about?
Halloween musicals. Have you ever seen the Demon Barber of Fleet Street?
Yeah,
What do you think about it?
oh, I actually I didn't see the Johnny Depp one. I saw like the actual stage play.
Oh, okay. No, I'm talking about the John. I don't know. It takes me out of it. When they're singing it and it's supposed to be scary and you're talking about murder, it's like I'm not sure how to feel about this.
It's like watching an episode of like Family Guy when they put everything into a musical and it's just, they're trying to be scary but not really, that they know they're trying to be funny. But it's like a comedy to me when they start singing,
Yeah,
personally.
but with the cinematography, the way that it's shot, it's super gloomy. It's fucking England. Like it doesn't shine there ever. The sun is damn near, boycotted in the house. So I tried to watch it once they got to singing. I'm like, let me just skip ahead. Yeah.
Bypass the music.
I don't know. I couldn't get into it, and I'm big Johnny Depp fan. I mean, I know he plays himself in almost all of the characters.
Almost all of them.
Yeah,
But I
but
did enjoy Sleepy Hollow, maybe Christina Ricci.
right, that's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah, that I did. My brother said that would freak him out.
What? I know, me
And I
too.
was
Me too. No,
like,
I'm with you there.
it's like I watched that. That's another one I think I watch outside of Event Horizon is Sleepy Hollow. That one's to me, it's spooky enough, but like a little Scooby-Doo spooky,
Yeah,
like original
headless
classic.
horseman. You think something's coming after me? I'm going to aim for the head. It'll be fine. It'll be dead.
No.
Yeah, now what?
What's plan B? Okay. Like, what are you gonna do?
Right. Okay, I can't aim for the head. I'll aim for the dick. Hope that works.
As of right now, you're dead.
Yeah.
And what's another one? Oh, not a horror movie, but it's like it's not a spooky one. Van Helsing with it's like an action spooky.
Those I liked. That and
Yeah.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, I really enjoyed.
My brother hates League of Extraordinary Gentlemen,
Why?
but I
Because
think
it doesn't
like
make sense.
well, it is because of me. It's because of me because when he's younger than me, of course. So he had to watch what I wanted to watch if he was in my room and vice versa. So every time he was hanging out with me in my room, I was always watching it because it was on it came on HBO one time and it was like on fucking repeat. And every time it came on, I just left it on that channel and just didn't leave it. It would be on and watch it. Or it got worse when I got the DVD. So
I watched someone tear it apart, like that ship. They're like, this doesn't make sense physics-wise at all.
yeah.
Yeah. But what piqued my interest? I really want them to make a Dorian Gray movie. Right. That guy that lives forever and has that detestable portrait. Like, it's like that portrait gets increasingly gruesome with all the atrocities he commits. The book, fantastic. Now, if they could make that into a movie, oh, I'd watch it 100%. I don't care how gross and horrific it is.
I would challenge my brother to make that movie.
That would be great. Yeah, and like
Yeah.
commission an artist to have
Yeah.
different paintings that you can keep, expanding on
Oh,
it.
yeah, that'd be cool. I'm gonna actually tell him that after this. I have to, yeah, that's in my head now, writing it down.
I think that'll be fun. Yeah, because I mean,
Yeah.
modern day people are shit, especially nowadays with
Yeah.
social media. So, like, if you take the lifestyle or life of a troll, an internet troll,
Yeah.
and then they turn out to be like some incel or whatever, but they're really fucking good looking, Oh, that'd be awesome.
I'm thinking that'd be great. That'd be great. There's a League of Extraordinary Gentlemen comic book series.
Oh, I need to
And
get into that.
I think I had one of the a few of the volumes of them, but I think it takes place before and after the movie. So you see like new members and old members come back. It's like a long series, not long, but long
Sure.
enough to where to me it was great. But another a movie that my brother can't watch because his cl fear of clowns is just as bad, if not worse, is the Spawn movie with Michael Jai White.
I don't think I've seen that, and I don't really want to.
So right, but for its time, for the one of those studios trying to make a comic book character into live action, to me it's enjoyable. It's R-rated enough, like how the character is supposed to be, at least for like the 90s, early 2000s time. It's like RoboCop, like worst level violence, and Michael Jai White being the main character, and John Leguizamo is the clown known as the Violator.
Oh,
So,
it's a hell of a name. All right.
if you don't know about Spawn, the story goes, he's a mercenary after serving the military or whatever. He's a mercenary for hire for the government, kills people, innocent or guilty. His people, but his agency betrays him and kills him. He goes to hell and he's brought back as a hell spawn to be the general of all the hell spawns.
Oh.
He's sent back to Earth, but with no memory of who he is or what he's there for. And it's basically a long comic book series of how he, remembers who he is, his wife, his child, his best friend, his betrayers, his villains, the Violator is basically the one of the generals of Hellspawns, or not generals, but like captains or whatever, that's supposed to watch over and train the Hellspawns. So the more he kills, the more evil he becomes or whatever, the more powerful he'll be for the army of Hell to take over Earth.
Okay.
There's a lot more to it, but I think I don't want to give too much away if you
Sure.
plan on reading it, which I recommend because it's a dark and great story.
Okay, now that you expand upon it, all right, I think I can get past the clown part.
Yeah. So, long story short, when he was on Earth, that's like his form.
I see.
But his full demon form is like a giant. No, remember the alien worms from Men in Black?
Really?
It's like a demonic version of that because he's the runt of his demonic siblings. So his shape and body is like, even though he's the giant to us or to
Right,
Spawn,
right.
to his brothers, he's like the smallest of the demons. So
Yeah, like the mountain from Game of Thrones. He's the shortest fucking brother of his lot. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah,
No.
exactly. And his girlfriend is like 5 foot 2. She's a fucking fleshlight.
Wow.
I
How'd you
saw
feel?
a meme. It was pretty graphic. So yeah, if I find it, I'll send it your way.
Yeah, that's a good one. That is a good one. Gotta remember
Right, Spawn. All right. Okay.
that. Yeah. It's a good 90s movie, not the best because of his time. But
Sure, but
if
redemption
you,
stories are good.
oh yeah, and if you ever get the chance, if you see the comic book series on anything, you should read it digitally or by yourself
Okay.
because it's a great read.
Nice.
That's my comic book recommendation, everybody. Spawned. Doesn't matter what issue, just pick it up and read it.
Very cool.
But I do want to say this though about the show, about the comic book, because there's one character in it that really sticks out. Billy Kincaid is the son of the mayor or something like that, and he's like a child, you know what? So it's like Spawn, like seeing him get his end is satisfying.
All right.
Yeah.
I
Because
like it.
when, yeah. Any villain or any type of villain of, representing whatever's going on in the world, when they get their end, Spawn does the work. Yeah. Not a traditional superhero. So.
That name sounds familiar, Billy Kincaid. I may have seen it before because for some reason that name sparked something in my brain. Maybe I suppressed it because I, got scared as a kid or some shit. But I gotta
You
look
might have
into it.
watched.
Yeah.
You might have like. I might have seen the animated show that Todd McFarlane did based off the his comic book creation Spawn, and that was on HBO back in the day when like came on and like you passed by like the promos of Billy Kincaid at one point.
I think so. Another movie that came to mind, Constantine with Keanu. What was it, Keanu Reeves? I think.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like it. I know it's not Halloween-ish, but when he's fighting the demon made out of bugs in the middle of the street, like that part got me. I already
Oh
dislike bugs. So a fucking entity made of bugs? Oh, goodness.
that's a great movie. I think I don't like the movie as much as my brother does. I don't hate the movie, but he did ask me, like, why don't you like the movie anymore? Like, not that I don't like it. It's just that my first introduction to Constantine was from the movie with Keanu Reeves. I didn't know until like a year later that it's actually based off a DC comic book character.
Oh.
So when I went to read about him and then like see the actual portrayal of the character, he's actually British from
Ah,
UK,
damn. Okay.
and his attitude is way more colorful. Like he's just as forthright as Keanu was, but
Sure.
he's more he can I don't know, he just seems more energetic, but he's more active, he's more sweary, he curses way more, he talks shit more, he is not a hero at all, like he like people would think he is, but he just does good things at times. But That version was my favorite version of him, especially when Matt Ryan played him in the live action series, who reprised him as well, playing in the Legends of Tomorrow TV show on CW. But that version of Constantine is my favorite version of
I need to check it out because I mean Keanu's great, but he doesn't give much. Like
Yeah,
the
right.
right, yeah. He doesn't. Okay.
Yeah,
Cool.
so like Matt Ryan Constantine is a live action TV show that's supposed to take place in the same, TV show DC verse with Flash and Arrow. Another version you could watch is Justice League Dark, which is an animated version, but the same actor that plays a live action version voices the animated version.
Oh, that's even better. I like it when they do that.
Yeah, and he also voices him in his standalone animated movie, Constantine: City of Demons, which is the one I recommend first.
Got it. Okay.
You could probably like see all of those if you have HBO Max.
Old movie I recommend if people haven't seen it, The Devil's Advocate with Al
Wow.
Pacino and Keanu Reeves, young Keanu Reeves. You get to see his ass. For all the women listening. But it's pretty good. So Keanu Reeves plays this lawyer, and one of the lines I remember Al Pacino saying as the devil, he says, "Pride is my favorite sin." And it's an aspiring lawyer taking on cases that taint his soul. And oh, it's really good seeing him spiral and be. I don't know what the effect is called, but when you see someone's face change briefly and you look and you see the monster that's really in it's really good effects.
Yeah.
Old movie, but good.
Old movie, but good. Yeah. I gotta watch that again. That was a good one. Another back in the day one is one with Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman, and Kevin Spacey, Seven.
Oh, damn, I haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah, that's it's a scary-ish movie to me. So
Right.
it's a real good old movie too. Like that's like Brad Pitt, like he like that was another young character, young actor, back in the Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman was just perfect. He was a young cop, Morgan Freeman was a seasoned old one, but basically about to retire and dealing with this dude running around murdering people and for a reason, using the seven deadly sins as a point. Oh, that was scary.
Good shit, good shit. What is your opinion on the hype around the Sixth Sense?
Oh, man. If that came out during like meme time, it would get old real fast.
I feel like it's really relatable. And I know a lot of people shit and they're like, well, how didn't you know he was a ghost? It's like, come on, have you seen old married couples? All right. They will ignore each other for fucking months. Like, yeah.
I watched that movie like a handful of times or whatever. It's just like,
Right, I know the hype's not that great, but when people want to shit on the believability, I'm like, it's not that far-fetched in my mind.
not that difficult to believe.
Yeah, and if you want to get into the supernatural of it, some people believe in purgatory, right? So when you die, you don't really get put into a box of heaven or hell. You kind of get in this middle zone, and some people say it's like they roam the earth and that kind of thing, and they're just stuck in their same pattern. What if that's just like another dimension where you're living out your life and it's just so miserable, you're so intertwined in yourself that you don't realize you're fucking dead?
That's a
Whew.
hell in itself.
Right.
Like, that's just, yeah. Like, would you just rather go to hell? I mean, shit.
Oh, that sparked another movie. It's not a Halloween movie per se. It's with Robin Williams. It's called What Dreams May Come. And Robin Williams loses his whole family, his kids, his wife. He goes to heaven. His kids are there, his wife is not. His wife committed suicide. He goes to hell to find her. She is locked in a loop of her own making. and he has to try to break her out of it. And you see both depictions of heaven and hell, and hell is pretty fucking creepy. Yeah, but worth it. The visuals are great, and you see an aspect of Robin that it's dramatic. It's sad and tragic. Most people knew him as the comedy, the funny man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting movie. Highly recommend.
Definitely. What's it called again?
What Dreams May Come.
Okay. Writing that down. Like, yeah. Every time you say something that is interesting, I'm writing it down so I can remember it.
Oh, likewise. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, gotta watch that one. Any other movie thoughts?
I want to say for now that's it, unless you say something that triggers.
Hey, have you seen the Meg movies yet? Like, it's not
not
horror,
yet,
like,
not yet. I saw what you call a trailer for like the Meg 2, and it's Jason Statham, right?
Yeah.
Okay. When the Meg first came out, I saw so many memes of the Meg from Family Guy that it just it deterred me away from watching it. Is it worth it? Big fucking shark monster.
Okay, my personal thought on it. I watched both of them. It's a campy movie. You know, it's first of all, it's Jason Statham being Jason Statham. What else can you do? Like Keanu Reeves. You know.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting, you know, theory about, you know, the trench and all that stuff, and you know what actual creatures are still under the water and like some prehistoric ones. It's an interesting watch. But not the greatest of movies if you're expecting like a great story.
Okay.
Outside of the theories. So by that alone, I give it a 6.5 out of 10 because it's entertaining. You know, it's not an awful movie. It's there, but it's still missing something because Jason Statham is not the best of actors either.
Yeah. All right. So is it better or worse than Sharknado? Because I saw Sharknado.
It's miles better. It's a 10 out of 10. It's a 12 out of 10. Compared to that movie. So.
All right, I'll check it out then. All right, because that was a waste of my fucking life. I can't get those minutes back. My God.
It is a lot of funny moments too. So the comedy bumped up to a 7 if that was the thing. So, you know, comedy 7, you know, rest of the movie 6, you know. What's his name? The dude from The Office is in that movie too.
Dwight? Really? Yeah, oh, I need to see it. Oh, I love that actor. Rainn Wilson. Yeah.
Yeah, that's his name. Yeah, that's his name. Rainn Wilson. Okay.
Okay. Yes. Okay. All right. Yeah. Sounds good. Okay. I have rust on my Jeep because I cannot, because of this movie, I cannot go into a car wash. The Final Destination movies fucked me up so much as a kid.
Oh. Wow. Yeah.
Yep. That fucking car wash scene. Nope. I already don't like the idea of drowning. So fucking nope. And then that guy who got his ass sucked from the bottom of the pool, the drain in the pool just sucked him through. Nope.
You know, I haven't watched one since my last one I watched was 3.
Yeah.
I haven't watched one. My brother would like tell me about it, and like I would like see people, you know, post like little clips of it, and I wouldn't finish it because those movies really messed me up too as a kid. Like the one that messed me up the most had to have been the roller coaster one.
Yeah, but you know what? That one I kind of expect. All right, you're strapped in. Something happens. Yeah. There's nothing to save you. But a fucking car wash, something as benign, everyday thing that can kill you, or garbage disposal. Even if I know it's shut off and unplugged, I am not putting my hand down it.
You're right. Yeah, that's terrifying. Oh my God.
Right? It just gives you that, you know, feeling that makes your shoulders reach your ears.
Well, I don't drive behind log trucks for that reason.
Right.
Too.
Right.
Yeah.
Every time I see some kind of truck hauling stuff, I merge over. I don't care if I go to the far right lane with, behind a grandma. I don't care. Fine.
I'll take the L on that one. I'll be alive.
Yeah.
Those movies are just they're colorful. They're colorful ways to kill people. Like the
Funny.
Saw movie, so.
Yeah, the Saw movies I could handle a bit better than Final Destination. I don't know why. I guess maybe
Really?
because there's like a chance that you can fight your way out.
Okay. Yeah,
Yeah.
except for those people who cheat, like the things just built for you to just die anyway.
Yeah, I mean, Jigsaw's a bastard and a half, but
Yeah. And then the last one that just came out, Saw X. I have to watch that one too, so I can give a better. My
I
brother
have
watched it.
not. No,
Yeah.
no. The only scene that really got me was the chick trying to get the key in the barrel full of needles. I've had my finger pricked by a needle, before. It's not fun. I was drawing up, not my finger, but a different incident. I was drawing up heparin. Heparin is a blood thinner. And something happened. Someone distracted me. I stabbed myself in the palm. I still have under the skin a blood spot because it thinned the blood. And because it was under the skin healed over. So, yeah, just fishing through a shit ton of needles. No, that's it. Just nope.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Movies freak me out. I think the last one I watched that universe was the Spiral movie with Chris Rock. I don't know if you've seen it.
Sorry, which movie?
Spiral.
I no, that doesn't sound familiar. And with Chris Rock, really?
Yeah. Him and Samuel Jackson.
I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, so when it came out, I thought it was just like a movie, like another serial killer movie, and the cops trying to find out who it is. But apparently, I'm not sure how true it is, but it takes place in the Saw-verse, where they acknowledge Jigsaw, but I think they're in a different city, and it's like a copycat dude trying to do Jigsaw stuff.
Oh.
But instead of targeting people, he's targeting cops and all like the crooked things they do. And Chris Rock being a cop and his new partner trying to find out like what do these cops do, what do they have in common, and trying to find out who the
Oh,
killer is and all that.
that
It's
sounds
interesting.
interesting. Yeah.
It's interesting. Like I, you know, it's not if it's if it's part of the series, it's not the best of the series, but it's actually a really good movie.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna check that out. Because I like both those actors, and to see them in that instance might be interesting.
Yeah, it was a different look. I was like, seeing Chris Rock in this was different, but
Right?
he actually played his role really good as the cop detective.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think Samuel Jackson plays his father, the retired captain of the police force.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, this is actually pretty good. Some people like I think it didn't do well at a box office, but I think if it got a sequel, like, and Chris Rock wrote it too, so
Oh, props to him. Writing's
yeah,
not
I think,
easy. My goodness.
yeah, but it's actually pretty good. Recommendation. Oh, have you seen The Strangers?
Why does that sound familiar? How recent is it?
Oh, it's not recent at all. There's two of them. The second one is like, recent, but the original one that came out, the sequel to this one was like 2000 whatever. What's her name that played Aragorn's love interest in Lord of the Rings? What's her name in that movie?
Oh, Liv Tyler. Yes, yeah, the
Yes.
home invasion movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't
No,
remember her
that one fucked me up. Yeah.
name. Yeah. My brother, me and brother bring it up all the time. It's like it's one of our favorite movies to go to watch too during this time.
You're
But
wild.
Yeah, we yeah, I actually watched it, but like when we were kids, we watched it. My parents, that was the first time my parents left us home by ourselves
Oh, you're
for a longer. Yeah, and it was like 9 o'clock at night. And ever since then, it's like we said we're never watching this movie again. And every now and again, we'll break that rule and do it. Most of the time, one of us.
No, that was like the precursor to the Purge. I just, yeah.
Do you think the Purge are considered horror movies?
Some aspects of it, sure. But once people start fighting back, it's like, nah, it's
It's just it's an action movie now,
right.
which I enjoyed The Purge Anarchy, which with Frank Grillo when you first see him in the series. But the one that's called The First Purge that takes place in was like somewhere in New York. But that one was pretty really good. But I saw that as just an action movie. I think the second one, the first one is more of a horror movie, like a home invasion type horror movie.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what gets me. It's like, come on, you're able to fortify your house, you lock everyone out. Okay, great. And then the kids fuck up. Like,
That's all for the kids.
well, yeah, because
Always
they
the
don't get it. I mean, at that age or whatever, you're not thinking life or death. You're not really thinking about that kind of stuff.
right. That's true.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah, but I think that's all the horror movies I can think of at the moment.
I want to say same. Yeah.
If anything, we'll do a part two next time.
Yeah, hopefully with Haley and Griffith, that'll be great.
Yeah. Shout out to them next episode.
Yes. Yeah, they can tell us theirs. We
Yeah,
can
because
share notes.
I really want to know what you have to say about me talking about Hocus Pocus too, so.
I'm telling you, it's a chick movie. I'm sure she loves it.
Yeah. All right, then. Well, thank you for stopping by tonight.
Thanks for inviting me.
Of course. And until next time, stay blessed.
Hey everyone, I'm Garrett from Comics Podcast. Be sure to check out our stop motion animation on our YouTube channel, DJ Hatter Comics and Movies, where the stories are inspired by comic book characters such as Batman, Spider-Man, Star Wars characters, and more. Be sure to like the channel and subscribe. Also, make sure to hit the notification bell to keep up with the newest episodes. See you there.